I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Gonzalez, our standing by. Take caller 9 now at 844-999. Hola, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a man in Michigan was watching his security camera and saw his girlfriend bring another man home to get it on.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
He ran home and temporarily held both of them hostage at gunpoint.
That's a problem.
That's where it goes south. Yeah. He was arrested.
Okay.
Can you get out of that for temporary insanity?
Depending what state. Places like Texas, more than likely. They understand.
Fair. That's fair.
And didn't she know that they installed the camera?
I'm going to say no.
She
was just caught up in the heat.
Because it does say his security camera, so I'm guessing.
Okay.
I'm guessing that he suspected and put up a hidden camera.
Do you guys know anybody who has security cameras at their home?
Yes.
Just doorbell cam, okay. That's it.
I know someone who has them inside and outside. And every once in a while, I've been asked before to go over and just, like, check on the animals or take care of them, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I normally end up dropping my pants and bending over and hitting it. Because I know that these cameras are also motion detected based on the fact that they send an alert that there's movement in your home.
Yeah.
Because that's the way the app works on that bad boy. So you're going to see a lot of cheek action if I'm coming over to take care of your cat or dog.
I think I would want to, like, open their milk.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, lick the top.
Oh, I'd
like lick all the tops of the Coke, put it back in the fridge.
I might drop down in there.
Lick some bologna and put it back. Take a bite out of a Kraft single, put it back in the fridge.
Rub bologna on my butt, put it back in the package.
Guess which one it was.
Remind me to not let you house it for me.
It's OSEAR.
Oh, I wouldn't mess with people, but I'd drink some of their stuff.
In front of the camera.
Yeah. Eat some of the food.
Toys R Us is back online, but if you try to buy anything from their website, it takes you to Target.com to check it out.
Well, okay. Smart. Good on Target, man.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Look, my kids like Target because my kids believe Target has every single thing they need. Oddly enough.
Not too far off.
Yeah, it pretty much does, but that's a different thing. Toys R Us, now that their mind goes to a different place, and if that takes them to Target, it confirms their suspicion that Target was godsend for daddy to spend money on.
I will say this. Even as an adult, there's something fun about walking into one of those big box toy stores, which are very few anymore, far between, but I mean, you just...
It's full of toys.
Yeah.
Full of whimsy.
And there's so many things
whimsy,
in there
yes,
that you would enjoy. And that's the thing. You find yourself just gravitating to certain things that you know. And you're like, man, I need this. You know, and you end up buying more stuff than sometimes the kids.
I love going to Target.
Hell yeah. I get lost in Target.
We've hung out at a tiki bar in Target. We forgot.
Yeah.
Seriously. Me and Ted were at a Target years ago, and they had like a tiki bar for external use, but they had it set up. So we saddled up to it, but we started talking, man. Honest to God, we forgot the word Target. Like, we're saddled up to the bar now.
You guys just started doing the show right there at the bar.
We're just leaning on it because his wife was looking for something, but we were just kind of sitting there BS.
Nice.
But we started talking. It's like, you want another beer? Oh, we're not even drinking. Yeah. Never mind.
I'm afraid to read this next story. Something called a full beaver moon is happening next month.
Full
beaver moon.
I thought you said full beaver mode.
No. Full beaver moon.
Sounds like what I did when I was watching that dog.
Full beaver.
I sent this link to someone yesterday.
Too, Mike.
This is what they explained to me. Apparently, the reason it's called, because I, laughingly, for the same reason we're laughing, I'm like, hey man, you were just talking about moons. There's a beaver moon. Their response was, well, it's based on Algonquin, because at this time of the year, the beavers begin to build their dams in preparation for winter. I'm like, oh, I just thought it was funny. They knew everything about it.
I don't think a guy can do that one.
Thank you, Miles.
That's what I would call the move.
Did I already miss the Hunter's moon? I'm confused about my moons.
Know your moon.
Know your moon.
But this is full beaver moon, not some half beaver crap.
Twitter has admitted that they took the phone numbers that people gave them to secure their accounts and passed them along to advertisers to help target their ads.
Of course they did.
Of course they did. Were you thinking any differently?
Why? Yeah, don't. And if you lost it, you'd be okay. Your Twitter account.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Be all right.
Don't worry, you'll get those followers back.
Mm-hmm. They ask you all the time, too. All of them.
Do you want
to add a phone number?
No. No, I'm good. I'm good, thank you.
I don't add a phone number to my friends.
To your what?
I don't know. Email me.
Oh. Arby's has launched some new sandwiches for Meat-toberfest.
What do they got?
Items like lederhosen covered in pictures of meat.
Here's the only issue I have. And Arby's, I respect what you're doing, but it's like, it's hard to have an Oktoberfest theme. Like, they even have a commercial. It's like, you want this with a big old cup of Mountain Dew. You don't have beer.
Right.
Missing the mark.
That's what Oktoberfest, I mean, the sausages and pretzels are awesome, but Oktoberfest is about the beer.
Right.
Now it's about the caffeine.
Mm-hmm. A class action lawsuit is claiming Fortnite is as addictive as cocaine.
I never played Fortnite, so I can't really speak on that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my kids play Fortnite, but they don't. I'll tell you what. Like, when I see my kids do coke, they go absolutely crazy. When I play Fortnite, they're fine.
I will say this. I have played Fortnite before. That tells me that I'm ready for coke. It's not gonna grab me at all.
Jump on in, Mike.
We'll go to Vegas soon.
It'll be just like playing Fortnite, man.
The other big difference is that people lose a lot of money on cocaine. Some kid won over $1 million playing Fortnite.
Right. Because he's stupid.
And also, I can do things like, hey, guys, let's eat dinner.
He won
and
a million.
Stop.
Right.
And see, but they're still hungry.
So I'm saying, right. There's Fortnite tournaments and teams. Like, at least you'll get something out
there
of it.
Is.
You have a Coke tournament?
No. Yeah, well, it's called the 80s. But I'm pretty sure Motley Crue won.
Yeah.
Maybe the Rolling Stones.
Again, can we just parent properly?
No. You cannot take responsibility for your own
He's
stuff.
Addicted to this video game. Well, smack him upside the head one time. See what happens. A man in Pennsylvania. That's what happened to me. A man in Pennsylvania was sentenced to 15 months in prison for shooting his son because he thought his gun was loaded with blanks.
What, I mean, what is the golden rule?
Exactly.
Right.
The judge called the situation, quote, breathtakingly stupid.
Wow.
I wonder why. Again, we should have classes for, you know, parenting.
Or
a Cincinnati Bengals fan. I mean,
talk to anybody that knows how to operate a, you know, it's always exactly. loaded.
It's always loaded.
I can't imagine aiming a gun. Even if I knew for a fact that it was unloaded, I can't imagine aiming it at my kid.
There was an actor that killed himself because he loaded the gun with a blank. The concussion was enough to kill him.
Yeah.
It's never a good idea, gang. It's not funny. It's never a good idea.
Bong in the car guy is the same guy who brings a gun out when he's drunk at a party. Same dude.
Same guy. Well, we're thinking about one specific dude, and you're right.
Hey.
Where are you going? You guys are breaking out guns. It's 1 a.m. I'll be outside. Leaving.
Later. Cincinnati Bengals fan is going to live in a tent on the roof of his restaurant until the Bengals win. Get cozy.
Well, I don't know.
It's going to get cold.
They play the Ravens next week.
It's going to get cold.
I feel like they've got a shot.
Yeah. A police
yeah. This never works out.
No, it doesn't. Holding beer hostage until the Browns win. That was some cold beer.
Here's the difference. The Browns sucked. In two seasons, they won one out of 32 games. The Bengals are struggling a bit right now, but I'm telling you, they're playing the Ravens this week. The Ravens have a garbage defense. I have a horrible feeling that my team, that he's only going to be up there for a few days.
Bob Rivers, who used to work here years ago and did mornings for, I mean, forever, right? He, at one point in time, was working for 90 at Rock in Baltimore, and the Orioles were going through a horrible streak at the beginning of the year.
All right.
So he thought it'd be fun and a great stunt to go up on a billboard and stay there.
I thought it was the strike, and he was, like, going to wait up on top of Pickles till they broke the strike.
He was on a billboard.
Yeah.
He went to a billboard, so he was up, like, on a
okay.
He thought they'd win. They did.
They didn't win.
They didn't win.
He underestimated how bad they could suck.
He was up there for a while.
It got cold. A police officer in Miami has been suspended after he appeared in a video making a fake arrest of three lingerie models.
Why?
Because he wanted to make a movie for later.
Mm. I mean, Is it that bad? You know when you fire the guy? Like, is it that bad?
Right.
Come on.
I don't know. Let's see. For the fifth straight year, cases of gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis have hit a record high.
All right, US. Way to go. I've been getting around.
Yeah. That's
what I call myself the trifecta.
Big.
When you go to the doctor, he'll have a lot to discuss.
Damn. We have a headlines update. I will let you all know all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Cock. We appreciate Thanks. That. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Steve, throw a hook at your police to everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola. Hola. All right, Chris, you understand how this year game is played.
Oh, yeah.
Here is your story. We go to Houston, Texas, where a mother of two is facing a state jail felony charge after police said she was driving drunk with her two children and crashed her car into a residence. Now, the woman's two children, ages 10 and 6, they were unsecured in the vehicle when she crashed into the home. She was arrested on a charge of driving while intoxicated with child passengers. And keep in mind, she attempted to flee the scene after the wreck. She left her kids, but she attempted to flee the scene. She was detained, and through standardized field sobriety tests, it was determined that she was intoxicated, unless they couldn't figure it out, you know, in advance of that. Now, drivers that are charged with the DWI with a child passenger, they can face fines up to $10,000 and up to 2 years in prison and a loss of the driver's license for about half a year. That is according to Texas. The children, by the way, they are fine and they were released into the custody of another family member. Do you believe that this woman who drove drunk with her kids in the car that were not in their seatbelts, crashed the car, and then tried to flee police while her kids were in the car is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
Okay, you said this was in Texas. What city were they in?
Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. Okay, just going kind of about the population there. Anybody got any guesses? Ted, what are you thinking?
I mean, Houston, I generally think black.
I mean, look, my dad's side of the family's from Houston.
But also, I brought this up before. Paul Wall's from Houston. He's white.
Now, so everyone that I've seen in Houston that's not black is white or generally Mexican, right? I mean, it's Texas.
Yeah, and Mexi was a choice, correct?
Yes.
Let's go Mexi.
Chris, I'm going to go white. There's only two kids.
I like that theory. The fact that she took off, she's probably got a bunch more somewhere. I'm going to go Mexi on this one.
Final answer, Chris?
Final answer.
Okay, we're going to find out if she's black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
We head to Texas and Houston with Profile This. Houston mom crashed her car into a residence with her two children in the car. They were not in car seats or even buckled in for that matter. And then she tried to flee the scene and leave her children behind.
Well, sure. I mean, they're already in the car. Keep them warm, Miles. Mm-hmm. Think of the children. But the thing is, Chris, we asked you. Did you believe this woman was black, white, Mexi, or Jew? Ted, you said...
Mexi.
Mexi. Miles, you went white. Which is odd. I was going to bring this up. You said white because there's only two kids. And I thought, didn't you bring a Bend, Oregon?
Yes.
And you went there.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone
it's
there
not Bend, Oregon. It's Houston,
you know,
Texas.
Strong point five. But, Chris, in the end, you sided with Ted. You went Mexi.
Oh,
good job.
There we go.
Yes,
right,
indeed.
Right.
Boom.
Okay. Now for all TV news all the time. Time for TV, time for chair.
And now... Because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. Got some good ones here today.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I don't. You know, I shy away from calling them fire unless they're really good, but they're pretty strong.
But the fact that I brought it up at all tells you that you think that they're in fact fire.
Yeah, I think they're pretty good.
All right, but Ted, listen.
They're a little harsh.
We've done something for you.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Look, when you are competing against late night writing teams, we're talking 10, 12 people in a room so that one person can look funny, unless you're Jimmy Fallon, when they walk out on stage, right? Did I say that? My bad. So what we've done for you, we feel that this is only appropriate. The time, the effort, the guts, the fortitude that you put into this segment, we bring you this.
Man, you're really special.
Is it 10 or is it late night?
Okay, who are our choices? Tonight, Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon? Okay.
Seth Meyers.
Meyers.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Kimmel in there.
What, or Conan O'Brien.
Oh, O'Brien. He's the wild card.
And or simply,
away we go.
Conan.
The Barbarian. I have joke for you.
Let's see. According to a new study, farmers, hairdressers, and teachers have more sex than with people than any other job. The study also found out who's buying all the plastic bottles of vodka.
Fallon.
Ted Smith.
Ted Smith.
All right. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, one for one. Yeah.
I don't know about farmers, but hairdressers and teachers below high school, especially elementary school, those teachers love vodka.
Vodka.
Oh, yeah. You are not kidding.
I swear to God, I don't know what it is. Now, listen, I always say, you know, kindergarten through sixth grade, those teachers are a lot of fun, but they
like, you know, the fun.
Yeah.
Because they also drink vodka.
If you have an elementary school teacher in general in that age, you have more chance of losing that teacher to pregnancy than any other time in your life.
I know, so I have to stop sleeping with my kids' teachers. It's
amazing. Like, they're there, they're gone.
According to a new study, people who own dogs live longer, while people who own cats live until the cat doesn't want them to live anymore.
Seth Meyer.
Kimmel.
That is Seth Meyer.
All right, damn number it. Two.
Okay.
I'm sucking to my hot.
A British man became the first person to fly around the world in a gyrocopter. When asked to comment on his flight in a gyrocopter, he said, it's actually pronounced a Eurocopter.
Miles Montgomery.
That's Ted Smith.
That's a Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, I thought you had that one. That was a good one.
I will say, Miles is the first person to ever be like, it's Euro. And I was like, God, that's obnoxious. Now when people do it, I'm like, it's Euro, dude.
But no, the Miles.
Guess what I say? It's Bison, dude.
Right?
We all learn something from each other.
Yeah, the new stadium's pink. It's majestic. Costco just started selling a 76-ounce bucket of Pillsbury chocolate chip cookie dough. That's almost 5 pounds of cookie dough for under $8. It's a great deal, but it's not going to make him love you again, Sarah.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah, Sarah, you Sarah, didn't you?
If you used any other name,
right.
I would. You
really? Tana. I was going to go with Brittany.
No, and you was did like Sarah.
You said Sarah.
All right. Sarah Ted Smith.
Right.
Sarah with an H.
Yes.
It is right. Sarah with an H.
Actually, it was with an A.
Oh, you wrote it with an A? Yeah. So she's not a cool Sarah, though.
I was just thinking of a point.
You said Sarah. I'm like, I know what's that.
I should have gone with like a Jenny.
Yes. No more Sarahs. It's a dead giveaway.
Yeah. There's too many Jennies out there. Let's see. Carson Palmer's in the news because he said, quote, I think Matthew Stafford is the most talented quarterback in the NFL that's very underrated.
Oh, it's not even a joke.
Yeah. Remember, Carson Palmer also couldn't get his team to a championship. Yeah. Listen, come on, Carson Palmer. Of course you like him. He's the same way.
Right.
You remember when you played for the Bengals?
And just quit.
Did he just quit on the Bengals?
He just quit. He retired. He's like, I'm done.
But he played there like 120.
Yeah, but then he went on to play with the Arizona Cardinals for 3 years after he said he quit.
But the Cardinals didn't think he'd be good. They called him because they needed someone. He ended up doing all right.
Yeah, he ended up doing really well down there.
We didn't expect that.
And he wasn't that old either. I mean, he looks like a grizzled, like, you know, like Robert Redford, 75-year-old dude.
He looks like Benjamin Button.
Miles, he'll be most famous for running what in Cincinnati?
Oh, God. I don't know.
He runs an annual cornhole tournament.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
He is cornhole.
He
does.
Yeah. He's also an NFL quarterback. It seems like he should be decent playing those games.
I bet he's staying right there put in Cincinnati and enjoying retirement. That Southern California guy. You don't think he's down there?
Yeah. He retired since.
Right.
Yeah. No doubt about
right.
it.
Oh, yeah, he's
from
right
SoCal.
Soaking it up.
I have a buddy who played for the Bengals for 13 years, man. He started 90% of the snaps, only injured for 1 year. And he retired to West Virginia.
Wow.
I mean,
no offense to Cincinnati.
Come on.
Really? Or West Virginia, but damn.
Jesus. Get me out of this.
Yeah, that is weird. It's like I've lived in Seattle for 15 years now. Like, I like to stay in Seattle.
Sure.
Yeah. Sorry, Cincy.
You're trying.
I know. I had a buddy.
Are they?
Real quick, I had a buddy that grew up with me in D.C., and then for years we were all jealous because he was living down in beautiful San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And then his company moved him to Cleveland.
Oh!
There's water in both locations.
Yeah, but one you can drink.
Yeah, the salt water of San Diego.
One is clear. One does not look like a cup of coffee.
Gronk is back to football. Basically, he's coming back as a TV analyst. He joined Fox Sports as a football analyst. He'll make his debut against the New England Patriots, against the Giants. It's not clear what his overall view is going to be or his overall role is going to be with Fox yet. I read one thing that said they're going to put him on the Fox pregame
show. They are. They're putting it on the pregame before the Patriots game.
But that's like a smaller pregame show with only three dudes. I thought they were going to put him on the pregame show on Sunday. Like, there's already like five dudes
on
there.
Right.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's just like eventually you just can't. You run out of space.
And this is the first time that he's ever done this. So like anything else, you gotta see how he does.
Yeah, when did the pregame shows get so big?
Yeah, every year. Like, we've added so-and-so. Now it looks like a UN meeting.
Yeah. And sometimes it's like, I really care what that guy has to say.
But not the other eight.
Right, he's only got 20 seconds to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady, of course, asked about it. This isn't a joke. Said he'll be good. He's pretty good at everything he's ever done. It's great to see a lot of our guys getting a lot of opportunities like this.
A lot of our guys, yeah.
A lot of our guys.
Come on.
Come on.
No, Seth Myers.
I'll tell you what, I respect Gronk. I like what he's doing. Right? I think he's saving his body and his head. I think that's very hard. I think that's going to be tough for him not to return.
I don't think he goes back.
No, yeah. I think it's very easy to walk away from the game of football.
Well,
I mean, if you got the money, if you've already done the time. Look, it'd be different if you didn't win a championship. Or it'd be different other different circumstances where you're like, you know what,
he didn't have that problem.
If I just got picked up by a decent team and we can make a run and I'm pretty sure we have a chance and let's do this. I mean, what?
I don't think he's good. Look.
What difference does it make if he has one more
championship? I don't think he's the guy that lived and died by the fact that he was known playing football. Like you say, like Jerry Rice, Emmitt Smith, like that is everything. Well, hey, man, it's a tight family. And the dude won multiple championships. And if he played, he was the best tight end in the NFL.
The last game that he played in the season, which would be the Super Bowl every single year, the next day it's him and five brothers in Las Vegas at a pool party.
Like five of his brothers, not yeah, five brothers. Five like, yo, Ron.
And then five brothers you don't know either. But he's having a great time, and he just wants to get away from that, man. He wants to go have fun. I think anybody does.
Yeah. Let's see. The next Bachelor. Now, this is a funny story. The next Bachelor is Peter Weber, all right? He's a good-looking guy. You remember him from the last season of The Bachelorette. Miles, you remember him.
Oh, man, so coif.
apparently, he's still attractive, even though he cut his face open. Now, you tell me what you think was going on here. We all have enjoyed a cocktail in our life, and sure. Maybe even, I know Miles plays the most, but we've all been upon a golf course and know what mm-hmm. goes on there.
Yep.
So Peter was down in Costa Rica filming The Bachelor when he slipped trying to step onto a golf cart and split his face open on some cocktail glasses he was carrying.
Yes, that has nothing to do with a game of golf.
Yeah, well, that's, and I give him credit. Like, nobody's giving him a hard time for booze or whatever. They're just saying, like, dude, he had to get 22 stitches in his face, and they said it was a freak accident, which I agree with, only because it just seems like one of those things, like, he slips, and then the glasses break, and, like, that's just one of those injuries where you're just like, how am I this dumb?
It's a freak accident, but he was probably
dumb. He's at a hotel, he's on location, they have a golf cart.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. He's not golfing. They don't give you actual glass. Not on a golf course. You don't get glass.
Dude, all right. I thought you were just making a joke. I just assumed he was wasted on the golf course.
No. I mean, I would agree if they would give you, like, if you had a bartender out there who was giving you glasses, but that tells me that it was a set thing and he had to move from point A to point B because they won't give you glass out there for a reason. Even if you tip the cart, no matter what it is, you shouldn't have glass in there because it's open.
And you might cut your face.
You might cut your face open, yeah.
That's a great point. I don't know that I've ever
seen it. Cans of beer, you know, like all the, you know, if you get a cocktail, they put it in a plastic cup with a lid on top and a straw.
Yes, it doesn't spill.
Right.
Yeah. Chris Harrison, the host, said it was a freak accident. He gets up, did get some stitches, but he'll be 100% okay, and production is back underway.
Thank God.
He's still the dashing, handsome pilot we've all dreamed of.
Dashing. Until he gets in a wrong cab in Costa Rica and they never see him again.
Yeah, right. There's that.
Everything went well. We took that late-night cab ride home.
Also, I don't know that I'm really thinking about the pilots. I'm thinking about somebody attractive on a plane. I'm thinking about,
flight attendants.
Yeah, flight attendants.
Sure.
Yeah, the dude was hot as hell last time I flew.
Speaking of hot dudes, Don Johnson says they're thinking about thinking about a Miami Vice reboot. It was rebooted as a movie back in 2006 with Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx.
Don't do it.
Don Johnson, who played Sonny on the original, said, quote, we're kicking around some thoughts on a potential Miami Vice reboot. And it's kind of weird. Then he mocked Hollywood for all the reboots, saying, quote, it seems like they've run out of ideas for good shows, and then maybe they're going to the well.
Maybe part of the, is he poking fun, or is he saying, like, conveniently for me, they've run out of ideas for going to the well, and here I am.
Plus, you think if they bring back one of his shows, it'd be Nash Bridges.
That's not what I would think.
And you know, and you think to yourself, if you were to go back from a nostalgia standpoint, the way they dressed in the 80s, the way that the style was and everything else was a big part of that movie. And you ask yourself, how could you transfer that kind of a 80s style or whatever over to today? But then if you go to Miami, you realize that never left.
Oh no! People still dress that way.
Yeah, exactly. So you could still wear the same really cheesy pastel clothing and all that crap, and it would be perfectly acceptable because that's what's worn.
See, you say it's cheesy until you get there, and you realize
it looks great on people who wear it there.
Well, one, they're all thin because it melts off of you like butter because it is 10,000 degrees to the humidity. But also, if you wear anything heavier than the clothes they wear, you will die of exhaustion. It is so hot and murky there. I mean, it's just like walking through the hottest swamp. And when you get there, you realize, like, I don't know if you're trying to be cool or for legitimately, you're just wearing this because it's so freaking hot.
Trust me, man. You want to buy a white suit when you leave. Like,
you
one
do.
Of those that are, like, really like light and airy. And, like, you can wear sandals with it, but you look stylish as hell.
Yeah, like, I mean, I have a Cuban shirt from when I was in a wedding in Miami.
It's awesome.
Super comfortable. It's got those four pockets.
You just can't wear it anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I've worn it during the summertime, but it doesn't look as cool.
They know how to do formal heat wear in Miami. I will give them that.
Same with Puerto Rico, San Juan, same thing.
Yeah, all that stuff. Also, too, like, you make a good point. I'm trying to think of shows now that you would think are very, like, fashion forward or, like, breaking, you know, like most of them probably we wouldn't like.
I mean, the last I heard was Sex and the City.
Correct.
It's not a show I watched, but one of the characters in particular, whoever the hell it was, I guess they always had, like, the best shoes and the best bags. And, like, I get it. That's fine. But as far as a guy,
I don't get it.
You know, I don't know.
Like, I will say this. I remember 90210, and we definitely grew out sideburns because Luke Perry had sideburns.
And looked just like Luke Perry.
Yeah.
And he was trying to look like Wolverine. See? Most people don't know that.
Yeah. Well, I should say Brandon Walsh. Like, all the guys on the show had sideburns. I didn't look as good as any.
I should have had one of the chicks who were side, like Shannon Doherty. Like, I got sideburns too.
Right. Try to be part
big,
of the
big
team.
Chops, yeah.
Disney Plus launches next month. It'll have all kinds of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars content. Not to mention all 30 seasons of The Simpsons. So people are fired up. And then obviously, like, a lot of people are like, man, Netflix better be worried, blah, blah, blah. But according to a new poll, 60% of people would keep Netflix over Disney Plus if they had to choose.
Sure. If you don't have kids, like, Disney Plus will be fine. And they have some adult programming as well. But the way they've been running the ads heavy. And trust my kids, every time they see the set, like, Dad, please, we have to. They're going to get it. I mean, it's just.
Well, that's part of the things, right, that, like, is unfair with polls and numbers and averages, right?
Who do you ask?
Statistics.
Right.
Right. I mean, I always go back to this, but years ago we had on one of the guys from MIT that actually wrote the book about them playing poker and this. And he was just talking about statistics, and he said they could be very good or very misleading, depending on how you.
Sure.
Yeah. So, like, this seems like people just don't care. They just like Netflix. But in the same poll, almost 70% of people are like, well, I'll probably get both.
Exactly.
But if you're asking me a specific, like, and I had to choose, well, I would choose Netflix.
Knowing that no one has to choose, sure.
Right, exactly. Most people do both.
I see the death of the movie theater not too far down the near-distant future.
I don't think so. I don't. I mean, you might reduce the number, but the movie theater is still going to be the movie theater.
Right? It is, yeah.
Certain movies, I mean, look, the movies that do the best and make the most money are not the ones that you're fine to just watch on TV. Like, this is the indie flick, here's Meryl Streep. Basically, if it involves special effects or Michael Bay is involved, right? And they're going to make hundreds of millions of dollars. Kids want to see them. Keep in mind, one of the big things is when kids can get away from their parents, just go to the movie theater. Look, you'll see it again on demand. We know that. But to go to the movie theater, watch it on the big screen and what, 4D, IMAX, all this crap. I mean, that's...
It's also appointment viewing. So you have to be there at a certain time.
Sure.
You're only going to show it a number of times. If you did it on demand at home and charged $25 for a new movie, 10 more people would download that movie that night than go to the movie theater.
Probably.
And spend
more money.
They're
not going to go out of business.
No, they're not going to go out of business, but I think as far as...
Where else are you going to get the popcorn? Think about that. Where else are you going to get that popcorn? You can say, we're going to pop popcorn and watch the movie at home. And the kids go,
he's got to put butter on it.
No.
Margarine.
They don't use butter.
It's margarine.
Like a weird, but it's more than that, man. There's certain things you can't recreate in a movie theater, like for how long it takes someone to open a bag of M&Ms when you're trying to concentrate.
It's a box now, because I can hear them rolling.
I also like...
Just open your M&Ms, man. Just one quick rip like a Band-Aid, brah. We're all listening to you now.
But look, I'm not the biggest movie theater person, but there is, I forget sometimes, there's people that love going to movies.
Sure,
and it's such a thing. And as long as you have action films or this or that, like, people still want to go see it on the big screen.
And action films are bankable. Like, look, they're not good per se, right, as far as they review cinema, Academy Award, but they make S ton of money.
The only good thing about going to the movies is you know you can show up 25 minutes late and still only have to watch 15 minutes of previews. And that really is like you can walk in casually like a half an hour and not miss the movie.
I will say this about previews. And if you're a parent and you have children under a certain age, you know this to be true. You forgot that this is the case until you get there. The only previews they will show are the movies that are rated the same as the movie you're watching.
For those people,
so if you see rated R, you will see previews for any movie. When I take my kids to the movie, every preview makes me angry because someone's singing.
Previews are just good. Like I went to a weird like independent theater to watch a movie, and the preview I'd never even heard of this movie, but I was like, are they talking to us? And it's like, right. Well, if you're here watching this movie, there's a good chance you want to see this other different strange movie. Like, yeah. I do. But yeah, I said I never go to theaters. I was in one last week.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There we go. TV time with Ted. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Airbnb now offering college football fans 3 overnight stays on the Goodyear blimp. Meanwhile, a squirrel hides 200 walnuts into the hood of a car, proving he is a nut-gathering pimp. Thank God for TSA agents who stop woman with 20 bags of Flaming Hot Cheetos. Florida man who put urine in a squirt gun and shot neighbor in the face really blows. And the Philadelphia Flyers open a rage room because, well, their team sucks. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
Our top story, we head way down to Louisiana. For headlines update, you may recall a story about a woman that denied ownership of a bag of meth that was in her cavity.
Front or back?
The back. Front.
Front, okay.
Well, much like our friend that was found with syringes on his own person, she finally copped to owning the meth as a part of a plea deal. She will now be sentenced to 4 months in custody.
That's it?
Yes.
It's not so bad, all things considered.
Right?
Not just you got busted with meth, but then you lied about it the whole nine.
I started thinking about this as I was writing up this story. I wonder if, despite her stupidity, she's smart enough to realize as long as she denies ownership of it, she can get a plea deal and now and then admit that it actually is hers and actually get a reduced sentence.
You know what? You might be onto something. Right? When keep denying it, deny
right?
Plea. Right.
Exactly. Now your plea deal means a little bit more than it would if you had just straight up said, like, yeah, it's mine.
Sound like you have some experience with hiding crack.
No. In other news, we head to Florida where a man was arrested for attacking his neighbor. The man claims that he assaulted the woman after he lost his mind, claiming that she had been spying on him as a part of a government surveillance campaign. So he took up a squirt gun, filled it with his urine, and sprayed the victim in the face.
God knows if I feel like there's a cabal after me, a squirt gun of urine is how I defend myself.
Right. Take this, spy. Police were called, and he now faces jail time.
It's always amazing to me that the people who are in the places where no one would ever want to invade and go and have any stake in ownership to are the ones that think the
most
people are out to get them.
Thank you.
Right.
They're listening. Why? Why do you think they're listening
to you?
You're
in Gary, Indiana. Yeah. Am I fine? If they invaded the country, they'd be like, oh, you can have that.
And my home state of us would be like, they ain't going to come take our guns. They're like, not going to come there to even vacation.
No.
They're not going to come there unless they have to visit people who are relatives who live there and they're dying.
There's like four people there. By the time they get there, don't worry. The army's bolstered enough to where you're not a problem.
And by the way, you don't have ARs. You have hunting rifles. You know what I mean? You're using your guns for sport, so it's different.
A woman in Pittsburgh called her husband to inform him that the car was giving off a burning smell. That's when she pulled off the road and opened the hood, and she found the problem fairly easily. And I believe this would fall under our favorite category. Man versus beast. We totally didn't talk about this earlier today. When the woman popped her hood, she found that squirrels had nested in the engine and stored more than 200 walnuts inside. Luckily, no extensive damage was done, and she's getting a quote on what it will take to remove that stockpile. Honestly, if that car didn't sit there for 4 years, how in the world did all those things get in there?
That man's 200 walnuts.
And it's not just the walnuts. It's all kinds of foliage, too.
Well, they're the front yard car collectors.
Right. Exactly.
I'm sorry, man.
Exactly.
Trade in.
When you have the lawn art that is your cars, you don't get to just fire up the car.
Oh, man, that 88 Escort's going to get back on that road. Trust me, just got to find parts for it.
We're sticking with Man versus Beast. What do you know? We head down to Florida where a man was arrested for a fairly Florida crime. The man was arrested after he caught a gator with his bare hands, let it bite his arm, and poured beer down its throat in an attempt to get it drunk.
But, okay, I understand people are very reactionary about this, but then I ask you, what is so bad about this? Most animals enjoy beer, and a gator wants to bite you. So essentially, you gave a gator a bite of your arm, which is what it probably would have done in the first place. Then he gave it beer, and it's like,
they picked it up off the side of the road and brought it to where they were.
But you don't know if this was a sober gator. What if he'd been clean for months?
That's true. Hey, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See?
They found a 20-day chip, and they felt awful.
I'll show my wallet. He was later arrested after authorities got their hands on the video that he made committing the crime, because you're not smart enough to not make a video.
Well, no, again, before we rush to judgment, if I'm going to let a gator bite my arm and I'm going to pour beer down his throat, I'm probably like, hey, put this on video.
Okay, but quit filming after you let it bite your arm. That's where the funny lets up. Then it's a crime after that. Oh, well.
I don't know my gator laws.
Good news for fans of the Goodyear blimp. As a part of their 150th anniversary promotion, the company is offering college football fans an opportunity to stay the night in the blimp through Airbnb.
Does it float while they're in, or is
it grounded? No, it's grounded.
Yes.
Well,
the booking doesn't include an actual ride in the blimp. It will include game tickets and gear, which I was thinking the exact same thing. If I'm going to be spending the night in the Goodyear blimp, I want a freaking view below me the entire time.
Someone says, have you ever been on a plane? I'm sitting on the runway and it never flew. I mean, I don't want to go on a blimp that isn't floating.
So basically, they're going to be at an airport close to where the national televised game is. And you have an opportunity, while that thing is parked on Friday, to sleep in it, go for a ride.
And it does not, it says that
no,
there is no,
oh,
actual
no,
ride.
No ride. Okay.
No
well,
ride.
All right, well, then just wake up Saturday morning.
I mean, that's a big enough
game,
like Florida, Georgia. I'd spend a night there and they're guaranteeing tickets.
Yeah, right. I still want the ride. Game. You know,
well, I'll just buy tickets and gear. When you throw a Goodyear blimp into it, like, hey, man, well, I never thought of that before, but now I want to ride in your blimp.
Exactly.
I say that to all the ladies.
I want to ride in your blimp.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, heavens. In what should be a growing trend in stadiums across the country, the Philadelphia Flyers have added a, quote, rage room to their stadium where fans can come in to take out their frustrations during a heartbreaker of a game, which is like every game.
Yeah, but it's also Philly. They just take it out wherever.
Philly needs rage rooms on every corner.
Right. Philly is a rage room. It's not like they hold back, man.
It's like going to a bar in Boston at 2 a.m. where it turns into an MMA fight.
Inside the rage room, fans can take their anger out on fragile objects using hockey sticks or sledgehammers. Honestly, I've wanted to go into a rage room ever since I heard that they were a thing.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it sounds
fun. I'm just
fun.
Mad all the time.
Right. The problem is that they cost too damn much to go and break your stuff. Go into Craigslist, find the stuff that's already broken, and then just put it in the room. It doesn't cost that much. I shouldn't have to pay $100 to go and break stuff to let out my
But see,
let out my
it
anger.
Makes you angry. So part of it is, we know we overcharge you, but take that anger out. on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
See what they did there?
Can I get that employee in the rage room?
Just get a bunch of old cell phones.
That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time. Return a big dummy. The head chef is back. Ted's meat and potatoes. No ass Sherlock. And we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true and it all matters. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.